CliffCentral.com.
Welcome. It is, of course, episode 2 of what I would like to describe as one of my favorite shows. Your vote, your voice, and your VVIP experience. It's all voter voices in politics. And if you want to know what the show really is about, I'd like to describe it as a compelling podcast series that speaks about real stuff. Now, we engage South Africa's youth in candid conversations. And the reason is we as a country are approaching 30 years. That's our 30th anniversary of democracy in South Africa. And that means in the year 2024, the general elections are coming up. So it's crazy times. The atmosphere is alive. There's this wild energy where everybody wants our vote, as they should. So what makes this show so special? This is the only place where you'll hear diverse perspectives, concerns, as well as visions as we explore the vital role that the youth voices play in shaping the nation's future. So my name is Lebang Khosana, and I'm so excited to be in studio with, I think, my faves. I think I'm allowed to say my faves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, we vibe and there's a good energy. Welcome, guys, to the second episode of VVIP. Very quickly, each of you tell me your names, your age, and where you grew up. We'll start this side.
My name is Nkosinathi, formerly known now as Katosha.
Okay.
All the way from Fortsburg, New Town, around Joburg.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I'm just 21 years old.
Nice.
I'm Kumalo Musidi, and I'm 23 years of age. Well, on the 23rd of this month, it's currently 22, and I grew up in PTA. So yeah,
shout out 012. Shout out.
Representing.
Yeah.
Man, I'm Amukelani, and I'm 22. I grew up in Soweto, Diepkloof.
Nice. Yeah,
yeah. Hi, my name is Pretty Kekana, better known as Miss Pretty SA on Instagram, but also as Pretty K, the sweetest girl on the mic on radio.
Oh, goddamn. Okay.
I am Betty. I am 21 years of age, and I am from Cresta.
Lovely. So, guys, first question, are you voting in next year's elections? Yes or no?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Nah?
I have a myth.
Okay, let's hear the myth.
A plan.
You know? Okay.
I think I'm the next president of the youth to change it. So
hectic.
I think the hardest thing is to register. So the voting, we'll see. Let's just make sure the kids register. So yeah, we'll go into it.
So in this context, you are the kid that we are referring to. So are you going to be voting yes or no?
I think the kids should vote, I won't lie.
Yeah.
But I think there's just a certain thing that we need to first follow before we get to that thing. So it'll take a bit of time.
What do you think that thing is that we need to follow?
Yeah, so we can't just register without understanding who are the youth of today.
Okay.
We're stuck to the olden days.
That's true.
Like, we know they fought for us, and it is what we need right now. We live in the freedom. But I feel like as adults, they should adjust to how the 2Ks are. You understand?
Yeah.
So we can't be voting to change the country so that it can be how they want it.
It needs to be how y'all want it. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, what's your way?
I mean, we are actually part of the fourth industrial revolution. And we are going into such a big and diverse world now that we're moving so fast with technology. And also we are improving rapidly. It doesn't make sense for us to be voting for things that are happening in the olden days. Mm. Whereas they have to try and shape the future for us. But I feel like the people who can shape the future for us is us. I mean, because we're living in a world where if I was in Zeli, then no one's going to do it for you.
Yeah, kind of feels like every man for himself.
It is.
And it shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't be like that. I feel like we are supposed to look out for one another, even if we're in different classes and we are in different levels in life. I just feel like the top should always try to look out for the bottom, because that's the reason why we put them there, so that they can have a platform to try and fix the little things that the bottom people can't fix at that specific moment. But how can we do that if we have, you know, our money is being eaten,
corruption,
these type of things.
Because
we can never move forward if there's always people taking us 10 steps back.
I hear that. Why are you not voting at all? Because when I asked, you were straight up like, nope. Not going to happen, not interested, you're not even trying to. Why do you feel so strongly about not voting at all?
Because honestly, if I'm being honest, the reason I'm doing what I'm doing is for myself, like career-wise.
Mm.
So the reason a politician is doing what they're doing is for themselves.
Mm.
So I feel like once we get people that are selfless in these parties, that's when I'll start thinking my vote counts.
Sure.
But currently, it's all nice. No, we'll do this, do that, promises, promises. And then at the end, my expectations get disappointed.
Sure.
So I'd rather not.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, that brings me to my next question. What are your thoughts on the current ruling party? I mean, it's been the same party for quite some time. Mm. It's the party that, you know, our parents voted for. So they are still in power. And next year will be year 30. So I'll start on this side with our new youth leader of the future.
Yeah, I think with ANC, right? So what happens is, one thing, I don't know if it's true, right?
But mm-hmm.
It's my opinion. So what happens is, I think our grandmas, right?
Mm.
So what happened with them? Like, they were their mind was
brainwashed.
Yeah, brainwashed.
Damn,
you understand? Mm. So I believe they vote is taken automatically into the system itself.
Like, okay,
so we don't count them, right?
Okay.
So us as the 2Ks, the youth of today, we live in their freedom.
Sure.
We live in their freedom, right? So with ANC, the reason why it's still going to stay relevant, it's because of that.
Mm.
In most cases, our grannies' votes, it's not that they go and then they vote. It's automatically added into the system.
Is this a fact or is this a suspicion?
It's my opinion.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I believe it's true. You know what I mean? So what happens with that, it won't change. So my thought on the current thing with
party,
ANC,
yeah.
I think because of that is the reason why certain things can be changed.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's a certain thing that just moves the country.
Sure, sure.
No, our grannies can't die, so that maybe it's okay. The 2K can vote now.
Sure,
our
grannies
live longer, and it is what it is.
Mm.
But as the youth, I think our votes won't be, you know, because already there's like a certain 50% of abogogo kuti. See, fagile, you guys can't change that. So
yeah. Okay, I get you.
Mm-hmm. I think I could say a few on what Trey is actually saying. I think with that being said, to a certain extent, we need to start living in a new age where they say, like, maybe if, like, you're 55, your vote no longer counts.
Whoa.
That's what I
okay. Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's when you've done a lot at that point in time. Mm. If you have, like...
But aren't you still a citizen of the country?
You are, but we will include you in everything, but your vote doesn't count.
Yeah, your time is up.
You can have a say, you can have an opinion, but don't vote.
Cut off age.
Like, 55, it's quite... Because, I mean, at the end of the day, the world is always evolving and most of the old people aren't willing to evolve with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's so sadly true.
That is true.
So we need to just start channeling the youth as well to also start thinking of such things because as much as we're like, oh no, we need a better government, we are the future. What are we painting as the future?
Mm.
What are we leaving behind as a legacy as well? Do you get what I'm saying? So it's one thing for us to complain about the system not, you know, being all, but what are we doing as the youth as well to paint or to create a government that the younger generation won't complain about? Because if we're being honest, I think the youth is a bit distracted because we're focused on too many
things.
Are we
blaming Amapiano?
Not necessarily, but I'm blaming the culture as well. Like, it starts off like we need to change the youth's thinking. Yes, we can have fun in that, but like engaging conversations as these, not everybody will have a conversation about politics or actually even know what's happening in South Africa.
What's happening?
Like, okay, as long as Yazini Kikira Sasa 350, I'm
sure,
cool.
Sure.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So, okay.
Just changing the mindset as well.
We're actually living their freedom.
Yeah.
For us to live it.
Okay. What do you think of the current state of ANC?
ANC, ne? There's a lot that I can say about the ANC, actually.
Sure.
So, firstly, I must commend them for what they did during the struggle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, they're the ones who put us in a position whereby we are now free. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to go to these fancy schools and all that stuff. They did very well when it comes to that, right? But the other stuff, ish, yeah, ne? Controversy and money being taken away, that's the problem now. So I really do think, like, adding on to what they said, we should be the voice now, you know. It should be our voice that's being heard. We're supposed to be the ones who are now saying, okay, this is what we want, this is what we need, not just for us but like for the other generation as well that's coming. So yeah,
generation alpha, the one after y'all.
Those are my thoughts on
okay
it. Yeah.
Well, Actually, I wanted to like add on a few things that on what Kumo said, right?
Sure.
The problem also is that, yes, ANC did incredible in 1954, right? I mean, 1994 situations and stuff. But then now we're living in a democracy where the ANC is ruling, but then is not willing to move so that there's other people coming in with fresh minds, fresh ideas, with better opportunities, you know, better ways to pave for the youth's future. We can't do that if we have people who are 50-something, 80-something sitting in a chair and still thinking like the olden days. Mm. If we want to move forward, we need to move forward with the minds that are moving forward, you know? And with ANC, I just feel like they need to create or move like the elderly that is now running it and start putting in the youth there. Because in order for us to be vocal, to also put out, at least give us a platform.
Yeah, true.
If you don't give us a platform, how else are we going to prove to you what is it that we can do?
Have you ever considered creating your own platform? Because most of the times, just in response to, you know, maybe having a cut-off age for voting, which is highly unlikely. I mean, you know, we all have rights.
Yeah.
But you are right in that there should be fresher minds coming up with these concepts, because the current leaders aren't even going to be here in the next 20 to 30 years.
Exactly.
But then this is why you guys need to vote, because you're voting now for the change that's probably going to only start getting into action for the next generation or for the last couple of years of your guys' generation. So if you're voting right now, don't think of it as like, this is my vote and tomorrow there's going to be change. Think for the generation that's following.
Yeah.
And the current problem with the current people in leadership is that they're not doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a lot, but to not vote is the start of the problem. It's way, way worse. So you'd rather at least do something, you know what I mean? Just so that you can think ahead. And if you want to be that influential, put these platforms together. Get your voice heard instead of waiting for them to put you in power.
Because
they didn't wait to be put in power.
Yes. Yeah,
they created the platforms for themselves.
True.
That is definitely very true. But also, a little bit tricky side to that is that once you become an influential person who is speaking the truth to the people or putting out realization, they cut you off. Hate speech or whatever the law will bind you to, they'll find something.
100%.
They'll find something. That's why it's a little bit trickier when you have to start a platform, because once you're dealing with people who are in a much higher power than you, they can cut that platform very quickly. But but with all that being said, don't stop. Speak your truth.
100%. 100%. So I'll start this side, because you've already mentioned that, you know, you're the next leader of the youth, you know, Team 2K. If you were president, what is the first and most important thing that you would either change or improve? Like, if we did elections in this moment and you were voted president, what's the first thing that you do?
Okay. I think this one will have to go like, us to understand the South Africans, who are we?
Okay.
You get what I mean? We have different personalities, we have different people from different places, different backgrounds.
Sure. Right?
But I think as South Africans, as Mandela said it, you know, it's a rainbow nation, it's a country for everyone.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm not purely South African.
I can tell by the beard.
Hey, I'm not purely South African, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think me talking from a perspective of somebody outside of the country, it's like I feel we have good facts to say, right? But we're not taken serious. You know what I mean? So now we have to fake who we are, right? So if I had to change the country as a president, I'd first take what Mandela said about the Rainbow Nation first. You get the Rugby World Cup, it put us all together, right?
Sure.
I'll change that first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll take the 2K. We're going to rock. We're going to rock. But then, amapiano, it being in the game right now, it's a sound of South Africa.
Sure.
It's a sound of us, right? So I wanted to keep taking whatever's ours, like as a South African, and put it in the plate and say, as I'm changing this country, we're taking what's ours and what's happening now, right? And we're going to acknowledge it, and we're going to be a proud country out there. You know,
I'm just going to feed the world.
Yes, because now I think there's just a lot of things from outside really impacting the country.
For
politically, you know, with this cash, I'm going to go deep, with the BRICS and everything. I feel like there's more influence from that side. are like ours. So the 2Ks of South Africa, we need to start placing ours and our true identity as South African into the plate. And I think, all we could, you know what I mean?
I like that. I like that. Like, it's a pity that we kind of wait for other countries to affirm us. Then we start believing in ourselves, right? So I think that's a huge part of the healing that needs to take place, you know, for us to actually just see ourselves as dope, as great, as able, versus just like waiting for other countries to see us as that first. So I like that one. I really like that one. Ma'am, what is the first thing you would do as president of South Africa?
I think with me, I'd first have like a test control type of thing where like all the ministers or whatever are examined if they can actually do their job. If not, we're removing you. And then those who do have experience that are older, not that we're not going to put you in, we'll put you in, but we'll also have like a younger generation who could possibly follow into your footsteps where you are actually internshipping this person or actually helping. So that's how we can get the youth to kind of seep in. Do you know what I'm saying? Because there's actually people who are much older than us but a bit younger than people who are in control that could, like, I remember there was some funny minister who was old but minister of youth or something, but
I remember that.
How? What's old?
Above 55.
Normally,
if you go like
50 and above,
those videos in constitutional. Like most people that are there,
they are old.
Yeah, exactly. They deemed as unemployable.
I saw this TikTok on the radio actually sleeping, dog, during like.
Imagine.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, and we're the ones who are trying to take up the space. So I think we need to start having the youth more involved in all of these things.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
In every department, I think there should be some youth where, okay, we're developing the youth so they can take over. So that's the first thing that would happen.
Okay. I like
Operation
it. I like
clean
it.
Up.
Yes. Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah. Sir?
So for me, I feel like the very first thing that I would look at is skills development, right? Because if you look at what is happening in South Africa, the biggest problem is unemployment. And that is due to a lack of skills. So I think I would put emphasis in the fact that universities are not everything. It's not that they're nothing, but they're not everything. And what we need to focus on is job creation more than anything else. Once you have skills that can put you in the marketplace, then you're going to eradicate so many issues like unemployment, poverty, and so on and so forth. So for me, that's like the very first thing that I would focus on. Because everyone needs to eat, guys. Honestly speaking.
No, just based on that, you've got my vote. What's the first thing you do?
Okay. Let me start here. He had a little bit of what I was going to say, right? So like he said, one of our biggest problems is unemployment, right? So if I were to be president right now, I'd first start off at the top, right? We start off that, you know, that if you are a government worker or if you work under the government and whatever, if you do whenever you retire or you stop working for them, you still get paid, you know, you still get your monies and everything, you're still living. So all the people at the top that are old, it's a goodbye type of situation, right? That's when I feel like we can start now involving the youth. After doing that, we can separate us, right? So when I'm saying we're separating us, I'm meaning like in different provinces, right? We have a group that is to that province, and each and every group being to that province, they attend to each of the problems that are there. So basically, if there's a problem in Mpumalanga, right? There's going to be a minister that is going to be watching the people who are going to be working to fix the problem in Mpumalanga. So if ever there's anything further, right, it goes to him, then it comes to me. So therefore, I can go and see, step in and be like, okay, cool, since this is the situation, not only does this create jobs around us, because with that happening, if I'm creating such a group, right, we're going to need people who are going to be helping with houses. That's job creation. We're going to need people who are going to be helping with water. That's job creation. We're going to need people who are going to be helping at nurses, hospitals, clinics, and whatever. We can do that by separating us into in different provinces and also having people working in those different provinces in order to fix the country. I feel like it'll even fix the country just a little bit faster as of going to one province each, one each, one township each, you know. Rather, let's be big, diverse, then we can split ourselves. Because it's like, I don't know if you guys watched The Platform. So the platform is a movie that was on Netflix. So basically, it's like a plate filled with food. It's like a whole like table filled with food, and then it's like different sections, right? Mm. Then there's people at the top because the plate the table starts at the top. Those at the top eat luxury. Mm. They eat, but they are very messy with it. You know, they don't care about the one who's sitting at the bottom who's going to eat. Mm. So imagine if we're having these different groups that are attacking these problems. Everybody gets a piece of the pie at the table. Mm. You know, you're able to open up many. We are basically able to pave the way for many of the other people and the generation coming after us.
Sure.
Pave the way.
I get it, guys. I'm glad that you guys are this passionate about the country, number one. I love that you have practical plans as well. In each of your responses, it's like, you know exactly what you would do. So in closing, how do you think the political climate will affect your future once you graduate? Because you're all at a very interesting time where you're still in school, but from a year from now, you know, you'll be in the real world. So how do you think the political climate will affect your future once you graduate? I'll start here.
Well, graduating is one of the biggest things like anyone can go through, especially if you are like you just finished fresh out of university or college and you're going into a world that does not have jobs. Mm. That's also one of the biggest fear that I carry as well. Because now I'm thinking, I leave, what if I don't get a job? What if I don't get this? What if I don't get that? You know, and then I'm going to be part of the percentage. I don't want that, you know. So I feel like with that being said, how it's going to affect me is that I believe in creating opportunities for myself now rather than being in that situation at that moment, then looking for an opportunity.
Sure.
You know, so I'd rather start before I get there, you know, so that when I do get there, I know that once I'm in that situation, I'm set, you know, I have this, I have that. I know that if anything happens, I have something to fall back on. Yeah. There is, you know, different experiences that I'm having. Mm. So I feel like with that, I'm able to counterpart the things that can happen in the future, at least, even though life can be unpredictable.
Planning,
Got you.
Yeah, adding on to what she said, I believe in every man for themselves, right? So I believe in having multiple streams of income and also getting skills that are going to benefit you in the marketplace. So that's what I'm looking at now. I know that if I don't have this, I'm not going to survive. I can't starve, yo. I cannot starve. So that's what I'm looking at right now. I know that even if things are the way that they are, I can try to make things better for myself by
Love it.
I think with me, Rise, I have the same fears as Pretty, but I think on a... like a platform that you said you guys we should create for ourselves. I want to do that where I actually challenge the youth's thinking. So as much as maybe, but like, because I feel like it all starts with how you think.
Yeah, 100%.
It takes a lot for everybody to have the same thinking or be at a certain level we're at. So how do we actually involve the youth, people who are still behind me, who are to know that, okay, you can start thinking like this before you get to where I am. You get what I'm saying? So I would do that in a sense where I'm speaking, but also in a way where I challenge your thinking, because I feel like we can conquer the world as long as we know how to use our brain. If we think about it, AI is not even a thing that we should be afraid of. It should be a tool that we're using
to
advance our problems. So in the sense that we need to evoke the youth to start using these things. As much as unemployment is a challenge, there's AI. Like, you don't really have to go to school to start knowing how you could do marketing. There's PDFs, and you just need to be willing. That's why I'm saying you need the whole mindset to understand that, okay, this thing, I'm not just gonna sit here and wait for this thing to happen. I need to start thinking about how am I gonna attack this, solutions to my problems. And I think that's the basic of it. I would just challenge people to think beyond their normal thinking.
Look, guys, it is so key. It's the most important thing.
Honestly.
Just use it and use it for your own benefit, right? Yeah. Mr. President.
Yeah.
Huh? So you're going to graduate next year. Things are going to be nice. How do you think the political climate is going to affect that?
Me, I'm ready. You understand? I'm ready. Like, I've already sat down. I have a whole team, right? I run a media enterprise.
Okay.
Called Abangani Bami.
Sure.
What happens is
we felt as media students, right, there's a lot of gatekeeping in the media industry, right?
Mm, facts.
After the media industry, that's where the political people come in, right? Mm. And there's political thoughts, factors, everything. Mm. Before we get there, we need to start where we are right now.
Sure.
Mm. Right, going back to the fact you said off air about Boston's giving us a practical thing to start now, so mm. in the industry it's better. Mm. So we felt that, let's do that, right?
Mm.
So as Abangani Bami, we take all of what we study and mm-hmm. we put it into one media enterprise, mm. right? So that's why I say I'm ready. So I think, yeah, they can't take us down. Like,
that's
they can
it.
Try what they can.
Yeah.
Yeah, as media students, it's just, yeah, take it out there. As I said, I'm the president of the country.
Sure.
Mr. President.
Cheers.
Hey, must be nice, huh? Nah, that's dope. That's dope. I like that you already, like, you have it in motion. That's very good. Mm. Guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to come through and truly give us just a taste of, you know, what the youth is thinking, what the 2Ks are actually experiencing. I think it's so key for us to have these kind of conversations. Mm. And I'd encourage you to continue having these conversations within your own friendship circles, yeah. you know, gather yeah. some knowledge, use the resources, ask your peers, you know, are we voting? What's going on? Mm. And find out why, you know, as the four of you are sitting in studio today, already I can tell you that you guys are already leaders for a whole bunch of other 2Ks that haven't even thought about elections. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So don't take that for granted. You are where you are supposed to be for a reason.
Definitely.
And the reason is because you guys are part of the VVIPs.
Yeah. Most definitely, man.
All right. Thank you guys so much. And thank you at home, of course, for tuning into our second episode of VVIP. Do not forget that Voter Voices in Politics is all about the kids, bro. It's all about the 2Ks. It's all about what the youth are thinking. And remember, there's so many youth in this country. Of course, we need to know what's going on in their mind. So we'll see you next week, same time, same place. My name is Lebang Khosana, and this was brought to you by CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.